Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Hosey. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Vaughn Eshelman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ruben Amaro. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The first baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. And now, play ball. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hosey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vizquel takes first base on ball four. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Vizquel moves to second. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Perry hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Vizquel scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to third. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perry scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco strikes out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Greenwell takes first base on ball four. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nehring strikes out. There goes Greenwell. The throw from Alomar to second, and Greenwell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alicia hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hosey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hosey hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin is hit by the pitch. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Valentin. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Valentin steals second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Amaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin moves to third. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentin scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hosey. Thome reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thome scores. Alomar moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. One out. Ruben Amaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Amaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eshelman fields it and has Alomar trapped. He races towards second and tags Alomar for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Amaro. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Alicia applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hosey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hosey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Hosey reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Vizquel moves to third. Jeff Suppan now pitching. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Vizquel scores. Perry moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Winfield is 0-2 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canseco strikes out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring is 0-2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thome is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Thome strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Espinoza is 0-2 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Amaro is 0-3 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it and throws to second for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vizquel is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. Amaro moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Perry is 2-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Perry hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Leary is 0-2 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McFarlane is 0-2 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alicia is 0-2 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hosey is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Hosey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hudson now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Bell reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton pinch runs for Albert Bell. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Lofton. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Lofton steals third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Winfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Gunderson now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton now playing center field. Ruben Amaro now playing left field. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Jose Mesa now pitching. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-3 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.